Siyabonga Standekile Lontunga. Thank you very much, Tatenda. Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, May 9th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about mobile voter registration.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
No reasonable person would expect more than what ZEC is doing at the moment. They are clearly being sabotaged by MDCT, by Finance Minister Tendai-Biti, for political purposes, for purposes of delaying the election, for purposes of trying to buy more time for the Movement for Democratic Change, which has been exposed over the last 4 years as a corrupt party, as a party that has no ideology.
Uhlelo lokuhamba kahle lohlelo lubonisa kahle ukuthi izekhi kayila mali kayila ma resources okukwenza lokho ayila bantu bokukwenza lokho njalo kayihambisi kahle phansi uzathola ukuthi uhlelo nxase lufika phansi luthathwa ngama-political party luthathwa izinduna luthathwa ngosobhuku luthathwa ngabalisa lokho esingathi thina izekhi yasubcontracta umsebenzi wayo to abantu abangafanelanga baphathe umsebenzi ofuna abantu abangakhethisa ngothi
ZANU PF utazoibata kuti inyama isinganake haina munyu nyama inakiswa nomunyu chete vari kurambidza vana veZimbabwe kuregister kuvota vachivharira vanhu kuregister kuvota nokuti vanotya kuzodyiwa zvachose chose pamasarudzo inotevera.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about financial constraints affecting the mobile voter registration exercise.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is under fire for allegedly botching the mobile voter registration exercise. The exercise has been overshadowed by reports of irregularities on a massive scale. But ZEC officials say they simply do not have adequate resources to run the exercise.
Finance Minister Tendai-Biti is also on record as saying government is broke and there is need to ask for assistance from the international community. Biti says diamond revenues are not reaching treasury. The United Nations and the European Union say they are ready to fund the election process, but there is no consensus in Harare, with ZANU-PF adamant that it will not accept money with any strings attached.
And if you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka amadzadiwa, nasi tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve mamiriro akaita chirongwa chekunyoresa vanhu kuti vange vachivota. Tuda kunzwawo kuti imi muri kuona sei matunhu mamuri umu. Muri kuona here iwo vanhu vekwamabharani mukuru wehurumende kana kuti registrar general vachiuya munzvimbo dzamugere, uye muri kukwanisa here kuwana zvamunoda kuti muzive kuti vanhu ava vanenge vachinyoresa vanhu vari kupi? Gibbs, uye tiri kunzwawo kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo kwakaita sekunana Murehwa kumashonaland East uku, vamwe vashandi vekwa registrar general vanonzi vari kuti vanhu uyai nehuku kana musina dzimwe mari dzekubhadhara. Tida kunzwa kuti ndo zviri kuitikawo here munharaunda yenyu, Kips?
Yevakambe zulu kandava inletemba lokuti liphile kahle lapha likhona. Ye, lamhlanje ke udabe kutwini sikhuluma ngohlelo lokubhaliswa kwabantu. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kulokhetho olobuyayo ke lonyaka. So sifuna ukwazi kini ukuthi kambe bayakhona yini abavela kwemsitheli khona ngapho lapha likhona? Kumele tingaba bayabhotabhota phela libabone lani libhalise. Ye, sizwile ukuthi kulezinye indawo lapho sokuthiwa khona abantu bakwamsitheli bacela ukuthi abantu babhadale ngenkukhu ukuthi bayatshona nje bezitshayela esikhewini bezidlela inkukhu lokunye okutshiyeneyo. Kodwa ke kungazani khonokhu akukho emthethweni, ngoba sizwile ukuthi idala le-cabinet lacela ukuthi kubekwe eceleni ukuthi abantu abalahle izithupha lezinto ezinjalo babhadale. Ye, ubona njani Blessing khona?
I think we have our first guest, Mr. Jack Zaba from the Electoral Resource Center. Mr. Zaba, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And first, there are all these complaints about the mobile voter registration. What are you hearing and what are you also seeing?
I think the biggest tragedy is that we embarked, as a nation, we embarked on a process of registering voters without paying due regard to the need to inform such voters of the process. And that's the biggest problem, that the targeted voters are not aware of the process which is at hand. They are not aware, firstly, of the existence of such a process. Then, secondly, they are not aware of the requirements as to what you need to carry and to which places. I think that's the biggest problem. But it results in a number of people being disenfranchised.
Mr. Zaba, have you seen any adverts in newspapers or in the electronic media actually advertising these registration centers?
Oh, yes. I think the last Saturday we saw adverts in the national press publicizing the registration centers. But again, the first impression is that it was a week later you publicize some centers which would have completed the process already. So it's a false start from the word go. But yes, ZEC publicized, but most of the citizens are still not aware of the process. And one weakness is that how would you focus on publicizing using one medium, using the national press? But why didn't we do it through the radio as well? Why didn't we do it through outreaches as well? So again, it leaves the number of voters disenfranchised. It leaves the number of voters without the opportunity to register as voters towards the next election.
Thank you, Mr. Zaba. Please do stay on the line for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about mobile voter registration. We are now being joined by our second guest, Honorable Sisu Ridzai, who is the MDC secretary responsible for elections. Mr. Ridzai, good evening. Oh, we are having a bad connection there. We'll try to get back to Mr. Ridzai. Gibbs regarding Botura Mumtere, Namkoma Obey Barunari, Magadim Koma Obey. I wa tiripo tipe ufungwa zenyu pa nyaya kunyoresa abantu kunovota.
Maonero angu ngekuti hello
taurai zvenyu kana mine radio moidzikisa volume hatizonzwa nani
nda radio maonero angu ndinoda kuziva kuti vana ava kana vamwe vachiti hazvizi kufamba zvakanaka vamwe vachiti zviri kufamba zvakanaka ko vari kuti vacho hazvizi kufamba zvakanaka kuvadi kuti zvinhu izvozvo zvimiswe zvitange zvarongwa gwara kwaro vanhu votora gwara charichero rinofadza munhu wese pane kuti vanhu vangoramba vachingokandirana vachingoti hazvizi kufambiswa zvakanaka vamwe vachiti zviri kufambiswa zvakanaka izvi zvacho hazvizi chokwadi chai chaicho kuti ndezvii vanga vadi kumbozvimisa zvinhu hakuna kwavari kumhanyira ka nepasi kuti zvinhu zvai zviri kuda kubuda ipapa ndo zvinhu zvinototarisirwa nemunhu wese ndozvatinofunga kuti zvinogona kutisunungura saka kana vakamhanya vamwe vachiti hazvizi kufamba zvakanaka zvii zvazvinenge zvichibatsira ipapa
vari kutika ivo chimbi chimbi iri kuitwa nekuti vaakuda kuti sarudzo dzichiitwe nekuti muchato wedhongi nebere uripo uyo havasi kuwirirana nawo
havambomira havafambise zvinhu nemazvo ongu hazvizi kufamba zvakanaka but hazvitedze zvinhu zvirongwe zvakanaka zvirongwe negwara kana mari isipo potsvagwa mari yovapo vanhu voita zvinhu zvakarongeka zvinhu zvinofadza munhu wese kana adyiwa anodyiwa zviri pachena kwete kuzoti mumwe anozoti makandidya nokuti makanga muchimhanyira zvakati zvakati hamuna kurejista vanhu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Obey tichitendawo kuti imi makaenda kunotarisawo kuti zita renyu riripo here pagwaro revavhoti nekuti hakusungonyoresa chete asi kuti munokwanisawo kuenda muchinobvunza kuti muchiripo here
tiri kutomunzira kutarisa kunotarisa ikoko toona kuti tingavhota
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs.
Now I'm told by our producer that we are being joined by Mayor Cecil Ridzai. Mr. Ridzai, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much and stay on the line. We also have Mr. Morris Ngwenya, who is a ZANU-PF activist and political commentator. Good evening and welcome to the program, Mr. Ngwenya.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me to the program.
Thank you very much. Starting with you, Mayor Zwizai. Tell us how far is the, or let me say, how is the mobile voter registration exercise going on in your locality?
Thank you very much. It's performing very, very dismally. We expect huge numbers of people to get registered, but they are hindered by unnecessary bottlenecks that are introduced by people that fear imminent defeat. Today, the chairperson of ZEC was proudly boasting that they've, for the past two weeks, registered 25,000 people. This is a far cry. It's a drop in the ocean of the demand of people that require registration, who want to participate, exercise their rights.
Mm. Thank you so much. Let's bring in Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, your take on this mobile voter registration exercise.
Okay, thank you very much. I've heard so many people crying for about the voter registration, saying there are a lot of bottlenecks and it's being manipulated by ZANU-PF. But the point that the people need to know is voter registration is an ongoing process. It has never stopped. It's ongoing. It has been going on all along. Therefore, people who wait to register in the last minute will definitely face challenges, logistical challenges that we all know that happen when there is a stampede for anything. So, voter registration has been going on, so people should take note of that fact. Therefore, you don't expect millions, because most of the people who are aware and have exercised their right all along, we expect that they have registered.
Thank you very much, Baba Ngwenya. Ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana blessing lapha sengilo mnumzana uMtunzi eJohannesburg. Baba Mtunzi, kunjani?
Ngikhona Baba Dube.
No, mpile kakhulu sibili. Kunjani lapho khona khona?
Cha, eJohannesburg kweqanda baba.
Ye, akuzalunga mfowethu. Ye, ungathini lapha ke ngohlelo lolu lokuvotisa ukuthi abantu babhalise?
Hayi, siyayizwa indaba babakipsi. Kanti yini manje abantu bayakhala ngokuthi akuyenziwa kahle. Wayi bengayihlophi, bake bayimise balungisisa iproblem ababona ukuthi kuneproblem ekhona, then baqhubeke uma sokuzwa.
Ye, sike sazama ukuthi kumbe sibathole lapho ukuthi sixoke labo ecingweni ukuthi baphendule abantu, kodwa hayi bangazani bathela mhlawumbe babambekile. Sinethemba lokuthi siyabathola abezek kumbe kusasa sizwe-ke ukuthi bathini. Kodwa-ke wena umbono wakho ubona ngazani baningi kangakanani abantu abangagcina be-register khonapho kuma-mobile lawo?
Phela Gibbs, uma silalele emsakazini lana siyezwa abantu bekhala ngokuthi vele ababoni, abanye bakezwa sokwenzakele ukuthi sokurejistiwe sebedlulile, so kuyoba tough ukuthi abantu barejiste.
Ye, hayi ujaya kahle mnumzana Mthunzi, siyabonga kakhulu khonapho ke eJohannesburg. Siyabonga mfowethu.
Okay. Regaitende kuna vachafa, makadi vachafa. Vachafa.
Makadi.
Ai, wati report pe pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yekuvhotesa vanhu kuti vange vachienda kuno zo pinda musarudzo vachivhota kuvanyoresa.
Nyaya iyo iri kutonetsa chaizvo zvekutienezvi kureva kuti tiri kutonetseka wei. Unoona kuti waiza ane makore tichingovhota, hakuna hakuna kana mazichina hakuna. Vamwe vanhu vakafa kare, vamwe tiri vanadijeona nhasi tingoona kuti vavhota zvirozvo. Aivo zvaiko zvichigira zvangunzi vanhu vafambi mumawodhi mese vachingonyoresa manhu. Ivo venhingirikini verejista general vachibatsira vanhu kuti vavhote, vanyorese kuti vavhote. Wozi nekugara kwatakaita zvinezvi, vazhinji vacho hatina kana asi mazita edu tinogara tichivhota every year, asi hapana pavhota zvo.
Makamboenda here kunotarisa zita renyu imi mazuva
apfuura? Asi izvozvo hakuna, asi zita rana varamu vangu vanhu vakafa kare ndo mazita ariko.
Saka mazokwanisa henyu kuti munge muchinyoresa zvakare?
Handina kutombonyoresa, ndakatomboenda kuna sabhuku ndanzi ndinoropohwa tsamba nasabhuku. Sabhukuwo haacho ari kuti achimbomirai pane pazi pane zvichaitika zokuti dazaaivarejista janara ngavauye vachi vachinhingirika vachi vachinyoresa vanhu vega. Zvemasabhuku havadi, vamwe vanobva vaziva nemabato kuti ndiyo bato rakati zakauya hafani kunonyoresa.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vachafa tichataura nevi vari kuita zvematongerwo enyika kuti tione kuti zvingafambiswa sei.
Ngavatibatsirewo zvichiwa zvekuti vakaita zvekuti masabhuku anzi ndiwo ari kunzi anyorese. Masabhuku anotiziya kuti uyu ndiyo zvakati ndezvakati havadi.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vachafa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Vaita basa musimbo zvakanaka.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Ewoi.
Gibbs.
Mr. Zaba, are you still on the line? Mr. Zaba, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am still on the line.
Now, there are some people who are proposing that this exercise should be suspended. Do you agree with that?
Oh, suspension will be difficult, but what can be done is to correct the things which went wrong and then extend the program instead of ending it on the 19th of May. You still have time to extend it even by another month. But then you should have a situation where voter education is a basic principle in the voter registration process, where voter education would precede voter registration. Because for citizens to be motivated to go and register, firstly, they need to be educated somehow. But we are having a situation where we have the scotch cut ahead of the donkey. Instead of vice versa, voter education must precede a process of registering voters. So, and we have been doing it in Zimbabwe in previous elections. Even in towards the 2008 election, we had more than a month of registration, but that month was preceded by comprehensive voter education, and we witnessed a number of Zimbabweans going out to register. And if we look further, our trends in elections, we witnessed that most of our citizens would take time to go and register, mostly during the mobile registration process, instead of the continuous registration process, which I heard my colleague or friend, Ms. Tingwenya, mentioning. But most citizens would prefer a situation where they will register during the period at which the registration officials will be nearer their homes. So what can happen now is to extend the process, but doing that, we should first have comprehensive voter education by ZEC to conscientize Zimbabweans before they choose to go and register.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, mnumzana ke, usibakhulule ecingweni lapha, sibakhulule kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila ba.
Ungapha seJohannesburg.
Ya, into mina ngizazama ukuphawula nje.
Ngamafutshane gaga.
Indlela le abayenzayo iba nzima ebantwini. Okokuthi kufanele ube le ncwadi ezivela kuSebhuku athi isithupha sakho sibhaliwe ngamuphi under uSebhuku uphi. So lokhu abanika abantu ubunzima. Njalo ubone ngathi bayenza ikakhulu kuzoba ngokusapota ibandla eliyi-1 elihamba liyenzela abantu balo kuphela abasekela bona, abanye abantu bengakwazi ezigabeni. So ngibona vele kuyaba yindlela enzima ukuthi abantu abaningi bazazihlalela ngoba vele bathola ukuthi nokuvota akubasizi.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzana, sibakhulule khona ngapho ke eJozi uhlala ubuya phela mnumzana, kade sakugcina.
Hayi. Yabo.
Yes, yabo. Mnumzana KK njalo kulangale ke eGoli. Mnumzana KK Ncube kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila baba Gibbs.
Wathi nabantwana?
Hayi, basaphilile baba. Sithi singene nje ehlelweni lokubhalisa baba.
Kunjalo mfowethu, ungathini khonapho ke ngohlelo lolu?
Ka bekuyizekho ibinalo ithuba lokuthi kathi ngabe noma beprepare ama-copies ukuthi aye ngasezikolweni. Kunama-counselors akade kancedisa lolu daba ukuthi basakaze ukuthi ngelanga elithile abantu bezeki bazobuya lapha ngani abantu abantu ekhaya bazobhalisa endaweni ethile. Sokuzoba easy kabi ukuthi kungadingakala ngamali lezi abantu bashoda ngazo.
Ye, kodwa ubona ngazani abantu bangacela kodwa besiyangena ukuyavota ukuthi ba-register kwalompana?
Bekuzoba easy babo ukuthi bayizwele information ngisesenesikhathi kunokuthi manje abantu babone ngabantu besizivela ngabhalisa.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu-ke mnumzana KK Ncube khona ngapho ke eGoli mfowethu. Ungadinelwa kusasa.
Regai timboya kwamuri vazvidzai, vamwe vari kuchema chema kuti masabhuku ari kuvanyima tsamba. Zvingagadziriswa sei?
zvatinoda kuti vanhu varegistre zvakanaka zviri nyore zvinhu zvishoma shoma. Chokutanga, hatidi kubvunzwa kuti address yaunogara ndeiti. Munhu wese ari muno muZimbabwe ane chitupa chinoratidza kuti isitizeni yeZimbabwe ane paanogara. Saka ndiye anofanira kungonoudza registra kuti ini ndinogara panhamba 25 munhondo mufakoshe. Dasi oregistra ndochokutanga. Chechipiri, zvitupa hazvifanira kubhadhariswa vanhu seraiti kuti uwane identification yako being Zimbabwean. $10, $5 kukonesa vanhu iapartheid yokurambidza varombo kuti vasakwanisa kuvhota. Izvozvo. Chechitatu, hurumende inofanirwa kuti chikoro choga choga chiri munyika, township yoga yoga iri munyika, polling station yoga yoga iri munyika, ngaiye registration station tanhoregistwa ipapo. Kana vakakwanisa, hurumende tofanira kutoita door to door kunotsvaga vanhu kuti registai vachiregista nepamasupermarket. What is the problem? Vanhu vanorambidzirwei kuregista kuti vavhote. So zvinofanirwa kuitwa izvozvo. Ndo zvatinoda kuti zviitwe kuitira kuti mwana wese wevhu akwanise kuvhota.
Tinotenda vazvidzaregai timbotora vamwe vazvidza. Rambai zvenyu muri parunhare, tinodzoka kwamuri timboti vamwe vambopinda muchirongwa. Gibbs unani?
Ye sike sizweke mnumzana ngwenyanga mafuchani nje ngesintu konapo kuti kambobona azani uhlelo lolu alutsho ukuti abanye abantu sebencitshwa phela ichanisi yokuthi bavote phela. So kanyanzana kunjalo phela.
Mina engibona ukuthi iqiniso elikhona ngelokuthi mhlawumbe abantu abazange bathole imfundiso egcweleyo kumbe i-voter education eke yakhulunywa ngomunye umnumzana osanda kukhuluma lapha. Kodwa iqiniso elikhona ngelokuthi ukubhalisa ukuvota lokhu yinto ehlala isenziwa isikhathi sonke. Abantu akumelanga bagijime ngesikhathi lesonesi lapho kumenyezelwa khona i-mobile voter registration. Njalo abantu nxa kuthiwa i-mobile voter registration izaqhutshwa mhlaka 19 akutsho ukubana baselale lelo thuba uyabhalisa. Ngakho-ke lokho abantu kumele bakuzwisise babekwazi ukuthi kuhlezi kulilungelo labo isikhathi sonke ukuthi bakhethe inkokeli abazifuna, kungaba kusekansili kumbe u-MP. Ngakho-ke kumele bahlale bebhalisile ukuvota.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu mfowethu, ubambe khona pho ungayikhatshana. Blessing ba.
Regai tiende kuna Pastor Borerwe, makadi?
Aiwa,
tiripo. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nemafambiro ari kuita chirongwa chekunyoresa vanhu kuti vange vachienda kunovhota ichi.
Chirongwa chiri kungochinzwawo panews sepastudio ipapapa, asi tiziwe kuti kumakoni south kuno kumanikaland pane pari kurumbodzi parirejistwa munhu pari kundorejistwa kuti vanhu vavhoti. Hapana pati pakuitwa zvakadaro kuno kumakoni south.
Pane chikonzero chamuri kumbopiwa here kuti sei zvinhu zviri kunonoka kana kuti musiri kupiwawo information yakakwana?
Wazi ndinoona kuti chirongwa ichi chinenge chida kuita faranga kunge kudzanyirira kuti kunenge kuine sapoti ndokunokwanisa kumhanyiswa kuti vanhu vando rejeka kukaona kuti kunoku kwakadominatwa nebato rimwe otherwise remdc hawakakikonisa chirongwa ichocho ikoko. Saka taingoda kuti zvinhu zvese zvijekere munhu anofanwa kuti aite zvaanoda mukati menyika, avhote zvaanoda, asingadzanyirirwi munhu oita akangosununguka kana achida ZANU-PF kana achida MDC, asi munhu achirejekwa kugara akaratidza kuti 1980 paapa tichivhotera vamugabe. Pakangonzi kubudisa chitupa chako munhu achingovhota tichingoimba tiri pamusoro pechidzere kuti vamugabe wawina, nekuti ndarangobudisawo kuti chokwadi ndavhota nezvinenge ndichida. Ndakona kuti unoona kuti kuvhote pamwe pano kuchidzanyirirwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Pastor Borerwe nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, maita enyu.
Tinotenda.
We have got Mr. Taurai, who is in Zimbabwe. Mr. Taurai, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
Very fine. What can you tell us about the mobile voter registration exercise?
No, I think what Pastor is saying is a very good idea. People should just vote as they did on the referendum. The process was free, the process was fine. Everything is good. You don't need to be registered. You are a citizen, right? You have got an identity card. Because this money they need is to be fined. There is no way to find the money.
But Mr. Daurai, can't you see a situation where other people will use even their feet to actually vote here, if it's so free, you know?
You see, the problem is we will never get a transparent system in Zimbabwe. We have a long way to go. So whether you are registering people, there will be this problem where ZANU-PF is registering their only their supporters. It will be hard if to register if you are not a ZANU-PF member, or sometimes if you are not known. You see, they are all problems. Whether it's the identity card, whether you are registering, there will be problems. There will be a very, very long time. We need much commitment to keep these problems away. You see.
Thank you very much, Mr. Taurai. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Let me come to you, Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, some seem to be suggesting that this process is rigged in favor of ZANU-PF. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree with that, definitely. The problem that is so apparent is those MPs, especially the MDC MPs, never go back to their constituencies unless they are going back to campaign. That is why information doesn't descend back to the people, because their leaders, the leaders whom they choose, never go back to the people. And people are saying ZANU-PF is encouraging its voters. Yes, ZANU-PF representatives, be it councillors and MPs, are always on the ground, are always in touch with their people. That's why they disseminate this information readily.
Thank you so much, Mr. Zava. Your take?
Oh, yes. Father?
Yes, you can go ahead, Mr. Zava. The idea of publicizing this, because we have a listener from Makoni South who said he does not even know what is happening.
Yeah, it's true. It's a true capture of most of the constituencies, most of the areas. We have a number of our citizens who are not aware of what's happening, even in urban areas, for that matter, because the publicization itself is not done. Even at a very local level, where at the center where the mobile registration is taking place, you'd expect just a small poster highlighting or indicating that here is a place where voter registration is taking place. But we are not seeing any of that. And obviously, you start to wonder, why is it happening that way? And but we expect that any voter registration process is a process of enfranchising, the process of empowering Zimbabweans to be ready to choose their own leadership. But the moment we limit it, the moment we try to avoid certain sections of society, it will be difficult.
Thank you so much. Mr. Zizai, if you can come in, there are some organizations like the European Union and the United Nations who are saying they are ready to help Zimbabwe, but there is no consensus in the three parties in the government of national unity. What seems to be the problem?
To hide behind their finger in the name of lack of funds. It's not lack of funds, it's a lack of political will to include everybody in these processes of deciding who rules them. That's all that it is. This is why the registration stations are skewed in favor of perceived strong areas of the dictatorship. Just to illustrate that, Mashonaland and West has got 100 registration stations. Masvingo, with a higher population than Mashonaland West, has got only 47. How do you explain that? It's simply a dictatorship carefully planning to deny people their right to exercise their vote.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Zizai. I'm sorry. Time is not our best ally, and we would want to thank our guests this evening, Deputy Local Government Minister Cecil Zizai, who is also the MDCT Secretary responsible for elections, and also Mr. Morris Ngwenya, ZANU-PF activist, and Mr. Jake Zava of the Election Resource Center.
Thanks also to listeners who joined us on Studio 7 Live Talk. We hope you are going to join us again tomorrow. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C.
And yours truly, Blessing Zulu. Have a blessed night.